3. Christ ministering in heavenly sanctuary. We are in the great day of atonement, and the sacred work of Christ for the people of God that is going on at the present time, 1882, in the heavenly sanctuary, should be our constant study. Oh, that all could behold our precious Savior as He is, a Savior. Let His hand draw aside the veil which conceals His glory from our eyes. It shows Him in His high and holy place. What do we see? Our Savior, not in a position of silence and inactivity. He is surrounded with heavenly intelligences, cherubims and seraphims, 10,000 times 10,000 of angels. All these heavenly beings have one object above all others, in which they are intensely interested, His church in a world of corruption. He is in His holy place, not in a state of solitude and grandeur, but surrounded by 10,000 times 10,000 of heavenly beings who wait to do their Master's bidding. And He bids them go and work for the weakest saint who puts his trust in God. High and low, rich and poor, have the same help provided. Do not place your influence against God's commandments. That law is just as Jehovah wrote it in the temple of heaven. Man may trample upon its copy here below, but the original is kept in the ark of God in heaven, and on the cover of this ark, right above that law, is the mercy seat. Jesus stands right there before the ark to mediate for man. SDA Bible Commentary, Volume 1, p. 1109. We all need to keep the subject of the sanctuary in mind. God forbid that the clatter of words coming from human lips should lessen the belief of our people in the truth that there is a sanctuary in heaven, and that a pattern of this sanctuary was once built on this earth. God desires His people to become familiar with this pattern, keeping ever before their minds the heavenly sanctuary, where God is all and in all. Jesus is our advocate, our high priest, our intercessor. Our position is like that of the Israelites on the Day of Atonement. When the high priest entered the most holy place, representing the place where our high priest is now pleading, and sprinkled the atoning blood upon the mercy seat, no propitiatory sacrifices were offered without. While the priest was interceding with God, every heart was to be bowed in contrition, pleading for the pardon of transgression.